So this is the KPFK local station board regular meeting for October 18th, 2020 via teleconference. Janine, would you please read the roster for the day?
Thank you. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron. He was on. I'm going to pass on Ken Aaron because I see him on the call, but Michael Adler.
Present.
Michael Atkins. Do we want to review I think it's star six to unmute yourself?
Feel free to do that. That doesn't work on my system, but I understand that it does on many. So if you could explain that.
Hear me now?
Oh, great. Thank you,
Hello,
Michael.
Michael Atkins is present.
Thank you. Alan Beek.
Is muted, I think. Alan, are you muted? We don't hear you.
Please continue and come back to him.
Yes.
Okay. Fred Blair?
Present.
Sandy Childs?
I'm here.
Bella DeSoto? I know she's on the call. Jan Goodman? Hold on. Yeah. We've got some people coming in. So Jan Goodman, Eric C. Jacobson. Avelia Jones.
Eric is present. I was muted. Sorry.
Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Yes. Here.
Ali Lexa. Barbara Marbach.
Present.
Thank you. Michael Novick.
I'm present.
Requesting excuse absence.
Yeah, Ali Lexa requesting excuse absence. That's right.
I didn't hear that. I'm just going to continue. James Osborne.
Bella, your phone is making a lot of noise.
I believe that was Bella that had called back in, so I just muted her. So I was on James Osborne. Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes, present. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Paul Roberson, present. Mansoor Sabah. I believe he's on the call, but Oscar Ulloa.
Hello, can you hear me? Says Hazir.
Thank you. Mansoor Sabah present, and Oscar Ulloa.
I was going to, if excuse me for a second, James usually doesn't receive any notification, so most probably he didn't receive the notification. I'll text him to
he's
let him know.
He's on the call.
He's on the call.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Okay, Oscar Ulloa. Polina Vasilia.
Present.
Beth Von Guten.
Present.
Harvey Wasserman.
Present.
Kiana Williams. Danielle Fields. Okay, I'm going to Kenny Aaron again.
Here.
Thank you. Kenny Aaron present. Alan Beek. I believe he's on the call. Bella DeSoto. I can see these people on the call. They just don't know how to unmute.
Present, Bella here.
Okay, thank you. Bella DeSoto present. Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Thank you. Jan Goodman present. Ali Lexa is an excused absence, but he'll be joining us when he can. James Osborne?
Present. Present.
Thank you. James Osborne present. And Kiana Williams? Okay, and Anyel Fields. Okay, we have, I can try Ellen.
I think I have to go back to Oscar.
Oscar Ulloa?
He was here earlier.
Yeah, I see him on the call. He's just muted.
I suspect the same is true of Alan. He may not even have heard his name called. If we could do an amplified request to him. He's having more than usual difficulty with his hearing.
Well, I've asked him to unmute. Is it...
He may not hear you ask him. That's the thing. Let me
explain how to unmute. He needs to know how to do it.
I think he knows how. But I'm going to call him here now. Alan Beek? Alan Beek, are you present? Please unmute and check in.
Just for the record, this is Oscar. I didn't know that was in mute. I'm not there on my side. But now I figured it out. Thank you. Present.
Star 6, Alan.
I don't know if Alan texts or not, but could someone please text him and email him and let him know that we can't hear him? Thank you. We'll go ahead and convene. Bella was supposed to read the mission statement.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. The Pacifica mission statement, to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved should be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and in the writing and producing of drama. There's an echo. To establish
needs to turn mute them.
Coming from an iPad.
To establish a war.
And from Jim Osborne.
I suggest everybody mute themselves to eliminate the echo.
Thank you. To establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonism. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news and all matters vitally affecting the community. Thank you.
And we've had roll call. Approve proposed agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
If there are no objections, then we will approve the agenda as proposed. Approval of excused absences request. There has been one request for an excused absence from Alexa,
who accepted.
That's a motion to accept it. Is there a second?
Second, Bella.
If there are no objections, we'll adopt that. We'll accept that as approved. Approval of minutes from previous meeting.
Can you speak higher, louder, Madam Chair? It's hard to hear you.
Sure. Approval of minutes from previous meeting.
This is Eric. May I be recognized, Madam Chair?
Eric?
I sent an email to Janine with revised minutes that included my statement honoring the distinguished professor, Stephen F. Cohen. I was wondering if it was incorporated, if I could ask Janine. In the final minutes, I don't think I received an email with the final minutes.
Madam Chair, can I answer?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
So I sent out a revised packet, shall we say, with the agenda at this morning at 10:23, and that had the minutes. It had everything I had sent before, and in addition, it had the minutes along with two other reports from the Oversight Committee and the programming.
This is Eric again, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Eric.
I got the one regarding the closed session, and I'm going to search on my laptop to see if there was some glitch in my email. I didn't get the 10:23 on my iPhone. I'll check as we're talking. Thank you.
I'm actually, this is Michael Atkins. I'm actually in the same boat. I did not receive a 1023 update on this session.
Chair, this is Heinz. I haven't either.
Bella to the stack, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Bella.
Can we postpone approval of any minutes until they're fully reviewed by the body? We decided to do that last time if we received them late enough that we needed time to go over them. So can we do that again for the sake of time right now? And then Janine can resend them out for those
that
two.
That sounds like the prudent thing to do. Is that a motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Second.
If there are no objections, we'll consider that approved. And Eric, I trust that Janine will work with you to resolve whatever differences there might be in what's gone on so far. Thank you. And Janine, we have word by text from Alan, who says that he thinks he's unmuted and he heard the request and he's responded that he's present, but that for whatever reason we're not hearing him. So
he doesn't know how to unmute?
He's a computer professional going back before I was born. So he was the one who suggested that he mute himself. So I suspect there's a technical glitch in there somewhere. I don't know where, but.
I tried texting him, but he's on a landline.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I called him and told him to star six because that might unmute him. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I understand that Janine has spoken with him. Star 6 might work on a digital cell phone. If he's using an analog landline, it might not work. Anyway, he has formally checked in, so please mark him present. And we will continue with the agenda. Public comment number one. Do we have anyone in line for public comment number one? No one up for public comment. Then,
Madam Chair, Bella, can I be heard?
Bella?
I sent out the wrong ID to a number of people, and I just recently sent out the correct ID. I don't know if people have had a chance to see it. Unfortunately, I did not get that corrected ID number in time. So
thank you. It looks like we have pretty much a full roster today, so I think that most people have managed to get the correction. But thank you, Bella.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Thank you. At the beginning of the meeting, after Janine took roll call, she muted those people who were waiting on public comment. So maybe she needs to unmute them.
Good point.
I have asked to unmute. I've hit every single listener and asked to unmute. So they are in a position to unmute themselves and speak if they Jara Hindala has raised her hand.
I see Kim, okay. I see Bruce. These are people who are listeners.
I understand. I've asked them all to unmute. Jara Hindala has raised her hand.
Go ahead, Jara Hindala.
No, I did not raise my hand.
I'm sorry, it's Jara Hindala has raised her hand. Go ahead, Jara.
Bella, you have to mute.
I'm vendiendo, ¿no?
Jara Handala, do you hear us? You can go ahead and speak.
Jara Handala is recognized by the chair. You have the floor. Please go ahead.
There's a lot of static coming from when she's trying to speak.
Okay. There's a technical problem. We hear something, but nothing that we can understand. We will have another public comment. Hello?
Madam Chair, can you announce how to unmute so that people, that is protocol, star six?
Bella, we've done that. We've done that. Could I ask you, please, Bella, to mute your own line unless you have the floor, because we get a lot of noise from your line, like wind. Thank you.
Hello.
We have mentioned star six. It doesn't work on all systems. Hello?
Completely unintelligible.
Hi.
Chair, yes, I suggest that you go to the next person and come back to.
Yes. We'll have to try again with that line if we can figure out how to make it work so that we can hear what you're saying. We'd like to hear what you're saying. Janine, is there anyone else on the queue right now?
No, Janine? There doesn't seem to be anyone who unmuted.
All right, so public comment going once, going twice.
I would like to suggest we reserve that time, the public comment time, for later, because we had technical difficulties making it available for now. But moving on to the next agenda item, general manager's report and discussion. I haven't received a report from Anyel. Did you receive anything, Janine?
No, I haven't.
Janine? No, and I haven't heard from him, so we'll move on to the next agenda item, which is, again, public comment. I will be surprised.
This is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Lawrence, yes.
I think that this agenda was – I don't have the open session agenda for some reason. I just don't have it. And I think loading up public comment at the beginning of the meeting is a disservice, because we have not had any discussion on anything of substance, and yet we're asking the public to comment. So I'm sure that some public comment people have some comments to make, but with the technical difficulties and the loading of public comment at the beginning of the meeting, which is uncharacteristic of this board, we normally do them after items, is very concerning to me. And I think the listeners should be concerned as well. Thank you.
Brad?
So what I would suggest is that if I had a copy of the agenda, I would have amended it to reflect that. But I don't have a copy of the open session agenda, so I was not able to amend it. But what I would like to suggest is that we have a discussion of some substantial stuff and then go to public comment.
Beth?
So are you suggesting that we move public comment to later in the agenda?
We have a public comment as number four.
Yeah,
number four public comment.
That's true. Who is this speaking?
The open session agenda, please.
That's Mr. Lawrence.
Excuse me, I'm getting too many voices at once. I'm recognizing the validity of what Lawrence has said. It does seem impractical to me to have to have front-loaded all the public comment, especially when we're working out technical difficulties.
This is Barbara. May I speak?
I'm sorry,
Paul. I just want to bring it to people's attention that on item number 8, there is another public comment. So, and it's after reports. So we should just agree to make that longer if necessary, and that can be our public comments.
Is that a motion?
I'll make it a motion. We amend number 4.
Second, that's a good suggestion, Barbara.
For a longer period of time. 12
minutes. We have a motion and a second. Now then, is there discussion?
Bella to the staff.
Discussion, Paul to the staff.
Bella?
I'm actually next, Ms. Bella. Thank you. I actually agree, Mr. Lawrence, but just for, you know, for clarity, the reason why we added the public comment before the director's report, well, number one, the director was supposed to be here. He's not present. It's actually typically take a lot of time, you know, up to 45 minutes to an hour. So it gave them the opportunity for those who did not want to wait to speak up and speak out and to give their insight and opinions before the reports. So that's why it was done that way. But I agreed. I think that it's just that time from the first public comment should be added to the next section as it is. So that's what I wanted to add. Thank you.
Bella to the staff.
Bella, the chair recognizes Bella.
Yes, I agree with Paul. It was decided a couple of months ago that we would first open up the space for listener comments. And the reason being is that we need to get informed from their commentary at the beginning of the program. And that is justifiable. But at this time, because of these technical issues, and they will continue, it seems, we can add it to the second public comment. There is no reason why not to.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Move on, please.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I'd like us to take action on the motion that I sent from Barbara, which addresses those concerns and also addresses the fact that we're having technical difficulties with Hara and some of the other listeners. And they did write in the chat that we should possibly move, as Barbara did, to have public comment later.
So as I understand it, the motion is to aggregate all the public comment time, which would have been exhausted. The first three would have been exhausted by now, and add them to the fourth public comment later in the meeting. Is that correct, Barbara?
Sorry. Yes.
Thank you for the clarification. So we have a motion and a second and clarification. Are there any objections to that?
Bella objects.
Is there a second objection? Are there any?
Chair, this is Lawrence. Point of order. There's an objection. Go to vote.
Okay, then let's. I thought we needed
order,
more than one objection.
Yes, that point of order. We have said that if there's one objection, it's noted, and if there are two objections, we put it to a vote.
There was a. I have a word from Paul Roberson that he points out that we've already approved the agenda.
I don't have an objection. I was just saying that I agree with what Mr. Lawrence was saying, but I'll just clarify.
Okay.
As to you put the public comment for number one.
Yes. Yes,
I'm not an
right. Right. So we have a motion.
Point of order.
Yes.
We are required to have 30 minutes of public comment. So if we haven't had any so far, whenever we get to public comment, we're going to extend it so that we have 30 minutes of public comment. It's a requirement of the bylaws. Let's just leave it at that and move on.
We're here.
So then we don't need to vote. It's the default.
Yes.
That saves time. So then we're on to director's reports and discussion.
Jan Goodman, a point of personal privilege. I am driving, and I may end up losing, losing the ability to have reception. So if during my report I lose reception, I would like to have the ability to continue that report at some later point in the agenda.
This is Ken with a point of order.
Ken?
I recommend if somebody's delivering a report and they're in a moving vehicle, pull off the road and make your report until you're finished, and you can get back on the road.
Chair, Lawrence for request for information.
Lawrence?
Hera Hanada, I don't know, I apologize if I'm not announcing the name right. She submitted her public comment in the chat, and she's requesting that you read it because she's had technical problems. So do you want me to read it, or do you want to read it, Chair?
I would like to reserve it for what would have been the second public comment, which would be we just passed that. The next public comment, which would have been item number 6, because we're in the middle of another item at the moment. I thank her for going the extra mile to find a way to get it into us. As soon as we complete the current item, would you do the honor of reading that then, Lawrence, when we come to that point?
If that's what you request, I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. So back to director's report. This is an agendized item. It's not like it's unexpected. It's not like it will take long. I think Ken has good advice. I think if you're interrupted, then we need to go on to the next, to the next
recognized and just go first.
If once I'm finished speaking, then yeah, but not over me. Thank you. I would suggest that we go, if you're interrupted, we go on to the next report from the directors, and if there's time remaining at the end of this agenda item for you to complete your report and you've reconnected, then I would, that makes sense to me. To disrupt the meeting later on doesn't make sense to me. So especially once you have the option of parking and giving the report all at once, I would strongly suggest you take it. Do you want to give your report first?
Nice. Yes, please.
Go ahead.
So I actually did a rather complete written report, so I will just submit it. I assume that everybody got it on the LSB, and it can be posted so that I don't have to go over again what I said in the written report. And if there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer the questions. And I sent, by the way, to Lawrence, I sent yours separately so that you could get it. Did you get the report, Lawrence?
Yes, thank you, Jen. I appreciate it. So did Michael. Thank you.
All right, good. All right, so if there are any questions, please ask. Otherwise, we can go to the next report.
This is Barbara. Jan, I appreciate you all the work that you've done, and perhaps you could just use a 3 or 4 sentence in terms of being able to extend the payback of the loan. I think that's very significant. It could be talked about in just a few sentences.
Okay. So as everyone, I don't know if everyone knows, okay. As most people probably know, Pacifica was has been facing the specter of having to pay back $3.2 million in April, and this has been an issue for quite a while. And we have created a we created a number of committees on the P&B to deal with that. We created a strategic planning committee, a development committee, and a loan repayment committee. But as a result of the financial position that we were in, I as a board member and as a fiduciary, have always taken the responsibility to do whatever is possible to help Pacifica survive. So I contacted FJC, which is the lender, and spoke to the president of the board, who is the person who had signed the loan in the first place. And I clarified that I was calling as an individual board member of Pacifica and not as assigned by the board or as part of a committee. And I told him, which was true, that I was just calling to see whether or not we could speak to them about extending the date due on the loan, if we could do that directly, rather than going through a third party, which we had done last time, which cost us, I think, $100,000 or more. Maybe it was substantially more. So that was the reason I called, was just to see if we could just deal directly with them. And that was my purpose for calling. So, however, as we talked, they told me about FJC and its role and its mission, and they made it clear that they were familiar with Pacifica and its mission and its and the situation with the Empire State Building. The reason that is to say the reason for the loan, and they expressed their concerns about Pacifica, its finances, its, you know, changing governance and leadership, a constant, you know, turnover. And they told me that they had, you know, were happy, and I told them how grateful we were for having, you know, the loan in the first place, that it, you know, kept us from going bankrupt probably. And they said that they were happy that they were able to help us survive. And they also told me, by the way, that all of the loans that they give under the program that we had borrowed under, that they all carry the same interest rate, which is 3% over prime. And just for anybody to know, right now I think prime is about 3 or 3.5%, and so we're paying like 6 or 6.5%. Then I brought them up to date about Pacifica and a little bit about myself, the fact that I have been in, you know, that I'm a lawyer, that I have been involved in, you know, I was involved in the refinancing of the first time, you know, of getting the loan, and then that I am involved in a lot of other organizations, and political things also. And then during the course of that conversation, I talked about how Pacifica was, you know, getting its audits up to date, and the fact that we were considering that there were bylaws amendments that were being considered, but that the board was divided on that subject. I made it clear that that was, you know, the board was divided on the subject of bylaw reform, we just talked and talked, and of course, I told them, you know, kind of at the tail end of all that, that despite all of that progress, we actually were not in a position to extend the loan, I mean, to pay off the loan, and that I wanted to find out if, you know, if there was a possibility of dealing with them directly about extending the loan. And they said yes, that, you know, we could deal directly on that. And then, you know, we just went on into talking about the loan and talking about, you know, like what, you know, what would be possible. And so by the end of that conversation, they basically said, well, you know, we would be willing to extend the loan for a year. And, you know, based on everything that you told me, and then they wrote us the letter. And I think it's worthwhile maybe just reading the letter, because rather than me characterizing the letter, I think lots of people may have seen it, may haven't, but I'll just read the letter because it's so
I'd like to object to that, two reasons. One of the reasons is that this is very highly unusual for an individual board director go ahead and essentially engage in business without authorization from the board, without consultation from the IED or any such matter. So I think, if anything, this should be held in executive session. This board business that Jan decided to engage in individually, I applaud her for her efforts. Yet this is very highly unusual. This has gone out publicly, and it shouldn't have. This should have been brought to the board before anything else. And so I highly object to any further discussion, and it's taking the rest of the time from the other directors as well to provide reports. And this is this matter is going to be discussed also in executive session at the PMB. So I would add some, Ms. Goodman, not to continue.
This is Beth, the chair, recognizing that we have a limited amount of time, and this issue is clearly a contentious one. It deserves more time to do it justice, but this is not that moment. I think it should be agendized separately, probably at a future meeting. And I understand that the PNB will be taking it up too. And we have three other directors' reports remaining. So I'm going to rule that we move on to the next report. But thank you, Jan, for this update. Which of the other three directors wants to go next?
I would yield to.
Excuse me, may I ask a point of personal privilege or a point of information?
Yes. Yes.
What part of getting the loan extended is contentious? Is there any objection to it?
The part that's contentious is having one person define the issue, as you have just done. We have had multiple extensive threads of discussion, which I think stands in testament to the fact that it is indeed contentious. It deserves more time than we have at the moment, than we've agendized for right now, to do it justice. And we intend to give it that time it's not available to us at the moment because this was intended for all directors' reports. So I'm not going to debate the issues, the item on the merits at the moment. That should be reserved for when it's agendized. But there's a lot to say. So which of the other three directors is ready to go next for director's reports?
I think Grace is trying to speak. She's on mute.
Is Grace there?
Well,
she's here, but she's
not. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Hello, Grace.
All right, I'm ready, but I'll defer to Lawrence or Paulina if they want to go first.
Thank you, Grace. Paulina, you want to go first, or you want me to go?
Go ahead, Lawrence. Please, go ahead.
All right, thank you. So I submitted to the board a written report as requested by the governance committee of this board. My report is pretty simple, to the point. There's this one item that Jan had mentioned in forwarding my report that we did meet as the loan repayment committee yesterday afternoon. And we had a pretty robust discussion on matters affecting our financial crisis and matters of developing ideas and for developing streams of income, additional streams of income. What I'm currently working on as a chairperson of the personnel committee is we're moving full steam ahead with the hiring of an executive director, although there may be a hardship because it's going to be difficult to hire an executive director with our financial condition. But we are in discussion. We are developing criteria. We are developing interview format. We are vetting the resumes that we have received from Tom Livingston and Associates. Essentially meeting in an executive session to develop questions because these questions should be sort of proprietary questions that if we were to do them in public stream, there may be, you know, prospect listening to the spontaneous questions that we want to listen responses to. So that's one of the things that I've been working on as a director. Also, I'm the chairperson of the governance committee, and we are reviewing bylaws, existing bylaws, and collating past and ongoing policies, and vetting proposed new bylaws. We have not received the new bylaws amendment that neither has been approved by the board, and we're having an emergency meeting called for by Jan Goodman, Linda Foley, and James, I can't remember his last name, Wally James, from KPFT. So we'll be having that meeting tomorrow night to look at the possibility of adopting a new a bylaws amendment timeline. What I understand, that's going to be difficult to attain a bylaws timeline, because of the fact that we are almost at the close of this term. And this time requirements and goals to have a bylaws timeline, an additional bylaws timeline approved. I'm also on the strategic planning committee, where we have been addressing financial issues as well in regards to underwriting, in regards to a possible bond issue to help the network. And then I'm also part of the coordinating committee, which essentially develops the agenda for the board. And then I'm also diligent in regards to the pension plan. I'm a pension plan trustee, and we're dealing with that. There's a lot of issues surrounding the pension plan because of the financial condition that we're in. So that's essentially my report. So I will yield to Paulina or Grace. Thank you for your time, board members.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay. This is Paulina.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm part of the National Finance Committee. I'll comment on their activities first. The National Finance Committee has been meeting regularly to review budgets from each station, from each unit of the foundation. And also we have been working on revising the formula for calculating central services payments too. So that we're still in the process of doing that. I believe we've now received a draft budget from the Pacifica National Office, which will aid us greatly in moving things along, I think, quicker in both of those activities, both reviewing and approving budgets from each local station and as well as finalizing the formula for, or revised formula for how much each unit
owes. Did we just lose Paulina?
Say that again?
Paulina.
I'm here.
I hear you now. I hear you now. You faded.
Did I go? When did you lose me?
Just in the last couple of words.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Well, I said that's pretty much it for finance. I'm also part of the Pacifica COVID Task Force, which is in charge of, among other initiatives, producing a national show that is now being carried by three stations. It's available as a podcast as well on KPFK in the archives, and it's carried by several affiliates in the network, several affiliate radio stations across the country. We are focusing on topics not just related to COVID. We're also very much focusing on the elections and in general, and of course on this pivotal moment that this country finds itself in as far as race relations and protesting police brutality. So that's been a very rewarding project to be involved in. We are still a group of volunteers, and that's pretty much it. COVIDTaskForce.pacifica.org. We're working on a multimedia project as well.
Now we did lose Paulina.
Oh, you lost me? That's strange.
Trying. You were working on a multimedia project, and now you're trying.
Multimedia project. The multimedia project to go beyond radio. Radio is our main concern, but we're also working on helping Pacifica develop a multimedia presence. So video and audio. Okay, and that's pretty much it. If there are any questions, if there's anything else I should comment on, I think I'll just defer to Grace for the rest of the reports. I apologize for having in writing. That's been a flaw of mine, and I'll correct that.
Thank you, Paulina.
Bella, to the staff.
Bella?
Yes, I have a question for Jen. And a question
point
for
of order.
Point of order.
Point of order. I haven't made my report yet. Can we hold off on questions until I am able to get my
Sure.
Report? I think that's right.
Okay.
Grace, you have the floor.
Yeah, just let me get my report. First of all, I'm happy that FJC is interested in extending the $3.2 million loan. That's good news. However, it's not surprising, and I believe that the IED and Pacifica Council were already in negotiation with FJC. It's not surprising that they would be willing to extend the loan because we have made timely interest payments. And about a year ago, we did pay down $100,000 of the principal. Any discussion? This is a contract negotiation that is in progress. It has not been completed. Any discussion of it should only be held in closed session. It's not appropriate to be discussing it or advocating for anything outside of the National Board closed session. Now, I'd like to continue with my report. I will most likely be resigning from the KPFK Local Station Board and the Pacifica National Board at the end of November or early December. I'll also be resigning from the position of PNB Secretary. And the reason I've decided that I'll probably be doing this is I've already served 5 consecutive years on the Pacifica National Board, and per the bylaws, I cannot serve again on the PNB until I have taken a 1-year break. Resigning at the end of November would afford me the opportunity to run for the local station board if I so choose next summer when there is the next local station board election. For your information, Jan Goodman is also termed out of the PNB. She can serve until her term is up, her 1-year term is up in January, and she's replaced in January. That's her option if she wants to stay on the LSB and the PNB. The PNB has mostly met in closed session since our last LSB meeting, except for one open session on September 24th, and in that session, an ad hoc committee on loan repayment was formed. I did write a written report. The closed sessions that we've held have mostly been in discussions with the KPFK GM Annual Fields, the IED Lydia Brazone, and the union attorney Warren Nelson regarding the PNB directed cuts to expenses of KPFK of at least 30%. Also, we discussed reviewed the auditor management letter, which is a letter that's confidential that's sent to the national board for review. And we also got a legal update in our October 8th meeting of the national board in closed session. I'd like to say that Jan Goodman's director's report has some half-truths and misrepresentations regarding expense cuts at KPFK. These discussions are being held in closed session. It's improper to discuss the personnel issues, personnel cuts, et cetera, outside of closed session. As you can understand, personnel cuts are very sensitive and should not be discussed in public. Our national committees have been meeting regularly. A great deal of progress has been made by the National Board and management of Pacifica, and there's a good news list of accomplishments on Pacifica.org that you can review. The concept, in my opinion, that the board is dysfunctional is patently wrong. We've accomplished a great deal and surmounted many obstacles. The 2018 audit has been completed, and the 2019 audit has started. And the National Personnel Committee has begun a search for an executive director, as Lawrence mentioned. And in my report, I have a link to the job description, and I would encourage anybody to publicize it so that we
Hello? Did we lose? Hello?
Hello?
The image looks frozen.
Yeah,
we lost you.
Back. She's back.
Okay.
Back,
okay. Can I continue?
Okay. Yeah, please do. Thank you.
Okay. Have you heard me so far?
Up until just the last couple of moments. So
okay.
Maybe the last sentence. Pick up the last sentence.
All right. Well, there's a link on Pacifica.org to the job description for the executive director. The executive director of Pacifica position is open, and the job description and a way to apply for the position is on Pacifica.org, the Pacifica.org website. I would encourage anybody to publicize this. And that's all I have for my report. Thank you.
Chair, can I? I forgot to mention something. Can I do that briefly?
Go ahead, Lawrence. Go ahead.
Okay, so the position is open as of October 15th. The executive director position is open as of
October 15th, and closes on November 15th, which we will continue with the process. I forgot to mention. It's in my report, but I just didn't mention it orally. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Then that completes our director's report. We agreed to move public comment number 3 to consolidate it with number 4.
Madam Chair, I was on the staff.
With a question for Jan, but it's been pointed out.
I have questions for Jan, and I have questions for Paulina.
Okay, briefly, Bella.
Jan, the question. Did your husband negotiate the $3.2 million that we are laboring over? That is question for you.
Bella, it has been pointed out that the discussion of all of this belongs in closed session only.
Okay, only. I will put
so
that on closed session.
Any further discussion of Jan's item for closed session when we can agendize it.
I understand. I understand, Madam Chair. Thank you for reminding me. I did not see, Paulina, I have not seen your report in writing. Do you have a written report?
Bella, I just mentioned that I apologize for not having a written report.
Okay. I did not hear that.
It will be sent to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you for your work.
And to the stack.
Ken?
Yes. I have a question for Paulina. Is the COVID report, COVID Democracy and Freedom, I think, whatever it was called, is that available to the affiliates?
Yes, absolutely. It's not only available to the affiliates, it's being carried by several affiliates on a regular basis. It's already playing regularly. It's a weekly show now, COVID, Race, and Democracy. It plays on, I can name a few affiliates, Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho. It plays on KUCR in Riverside. It plays regularly on KCEI, or somewhat regularly, and many other affiliates. But also affiliates are participating in the production of the show.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both. So now then, on to committee reports. Beginning with the governance committee. There was a motion. We met this last Wednesday. As the chair of that committee, I'll report. We met this last Wednesday, as ever, and put together the agenda for this meeting. And from that meeting, there was a motion accepted and adopted by the Governance Committee and moved to this body. And if, for those of you who have an agenda to look at, hopefully that's pretty much everybody, you'll find the wording there. I'll read it now for those who aren't.
I'm sorry, point of order?
Yes.
Didn't we have a public comment after the director's reports?
Initially we did, but then the motion from Barbara consolidated all public comment into the number 4 after all that.
That could not have happened. We need to keep our 4 open public comments available. So we should announce the public now.
We never took a vote on Barbara's motion because, as I pointed out, we're required to have 30 minutes of public comment, and so we should do them at the points in the agenda when they're available. We were not able to do the first two.
Okay.
So at this third one, we should start with public comment.
I stand corrected. That's true. Okay. Then let's move directly to public comment now, if we have managed to overcome the technical obstacles.
There is an extensive comment from Hara Handala. Hara explained that the personal pronouns are he and him, and Hara is pronounced like Victor Hara in Spanish. Okay. It's a J like an H. I could read it.
Go ahead. I just want to clarify, are we doing 2 15-minute public comments, or?
I guess so.
Okay.
The Pacifica calendar says that the Pacifica calendar says that the 19 October meeting of the PNB is setting a notice date for the petition, which I think refers to the petition for bylaws. What evidence is there that the 5% petition, 4,300 members, has been verified as valid? Setting a notice date puts the cart before the horse. Also, the relevant bylaws say that only the foundation secretary is empowered to receive a member's petition. Yet there is no evidence that Pacifica has a secretary, which, according to the bylaws, must be elected annually. And then gives the indexed bylaws thing. There's a comment regarding the FJC loan, which I guess we can't do because that's in. We're saying that's proprietary material. That's being a closed session. Still going down here. It says the loan docs and summary of the PACIF agreement are at PacificaRadioWatch.home.blog. Barry Brooks, the KPFK bookkeeper, told the 14 October KPFK Finance Committee meeting that the fiscal year 2019 audit is due to be completed 30 April 2021. This contrasts with no date ever being stated by CFO Anita Sims. And Kim has made a note that she wants to be in public comment.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Can the secretary unmute those people who want to speak in public comment, please?
We had a point of order, I think, from Paulina.
Oh, I was going to suggest that the rules for comments shouldn't apply to the public. The public can comment on whatever they want. The rules for closed sessions do not apply to them. Thank you.
That's true. That's true.
Go
ahead.
Can we see if people could read and speak for themselves before board members continue to, because it just doesn't sound authentic. Thank you.
Can we speak
if it's possible to hear directly from the public now, that would be good. Can you facilitate that, Janine?
I think that's where the noise is coming from, but is
coming
live now and had their hand
again.
Up. And then comment user number 2 has their hand up as well. Everyone has been asked to unmute, so of the listeners, so everyone has the capability of unmuting themselves.
Okay, although I would like to suggest that if we hit that, whatever line that is so loud that it blots out everything else, that's dysfunctional. It disables the rest of the meeting, so that's not a viable line and will have to be muted. But everybody else, yes. Do you have a stack, Janine?
So we have Jara Handala, then we have call-in user, which is an undefined number, and then there's someone labeled as iRuth. All three of them have their hands up. And we have 11 minutes left for.
Can we just go one at a time, please? We're wasting that time.
Madam Chair, this is Paulina. I just wanted to point out that Kim also requested the stack in writing.
That was already set, Paulina.
Pay attention. Oh, I see that. Thank you. I miss it.
And we can cover her in committee reports also because she chairs a committee. Unless it's about something other than what the business of that committee is. So it'll be up to her to stipulate. So let's go to our first public comment.
Jara Handala, please.
Jara.
No, not very well.
Completely inaudible.
Can we go to the next one, please?
Actually, down in the chat, Jahar and Dala, if you want, I can read it.
That's what Michael was just doing. That's, and I would like to request, Michael, could you please email that public comment to all the board members and to the secretary, please, so that we can see in writing the entire state.
I'll copy it out of the chat.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
The next on the stack is...
I'm sorry. I can read it. Administrators, FJC auditors, accountants like predictability. It's why they find participatory decision-making stemming from regular elections lost as democracy troublesome and therefore undesirable. FJC Prez Lauren Silverman and Chief Legal Officer Mark Kuhn should never have negotiated with Director Jan Goodman. If FJC were proper, they would have thanked Jan for her approach and then asked IED Brazon what the foundation wanted to do. This means that in practice, FJC have colluded with the breaker, Director Jan Goodman. Silverman knows that the breakers run the offensive, and he has acted to show that the breakers are Pacificans who can get things done. FJC has not been neutral in this attempt by a breaker jam for the breakers to keep taking the initiative in Pacifica's life. FJC are happy to extend the $3.265 million Pacifica loan by 12 months.
Michael cannot be heard.
I'll try to speak louder. FJC are happy to extend the $3.265 million Pacifica loan by 12 months to September 2022. Because the agency loan fund, ALF, is only half subscribed in recent years, gives an auditor's report URL from FJC. 14 of Pacifica's, I'm sorry, page 14 of Pacifica's 2018 auditor's report. The loan docs in a summary are at a URL given, and the rest of it I read already.
Okay, thank you, Michael, and I look forward to seeing the written copy. And sorry for the technical difficulties, but thank you for making the effort to submit public comment by whatever means available. Do we have a next comment? Next person to the stack?
I'm here for public comment.
Yes,
but
go ahead.
I would like to ask that what I'm about to say not be counted against my time. I think, except for Michael's reading, which both posts might have taken 3 minutes, that the public is entitled to the remaining 12 minutes and not all the time that there was back and forth about where we were going to go. That's not our that shouldn't come out of our time.
Chair, this is Chair, I agree with that. I think we should hold the time that was not utilized by the public and give the public their full amount of time. Thank you.
The chair concurs. Go ahead with your comment.
Okay, so now for my actual comment. It is not amazing because self-dealing and egomaniacal behavior has become classical behavior for some people in Pacifica. But it is not surprising, yet it is disappointing because this isn't your personal business, and it isn't your personal friendship, and it isn't your personal relationship. It is a foundation that has a moral and ethical responsibility to the country and to the world, because I think Pacifica is that important. But for Ms. Goodman to know that the board created a task force to deal with loan repayment, and days before their meeting was posted, I think the meeting was posted on October 6th or so, for her to call the lender directly and try to help, you know, and that is one of the most obscene four-letter words. It really should be on the list. But for her to call to help by undercutting, undermining, and preempting the work that the board agreed would be done, and which I believe she probably could have joined because
it was open to directors. It wasn't open to anyone else. And I don't think it, the motion would have been directors except for Jan Goodman. It's disgusting. Okay. So there are a lot of things you can play around with, but the foundation's ability to renegotiate a loan, whether it's extension, change of terms, et cetera, for you to go around fooling around with that is, and you've done some pretty offensive things. It's just really, really bad. And to pretend that you didn't know, if they were going to meet or when they were going to meet. I mean, get real. We have 45 in the White House saying he's not going anywhere. So if people ever needed an alternative media voice that is not swayed by corporations, because we see how the corporations react to every dripping word, you know, if ever Pacifica was needed, and if ever the an attempt to get past your individual egos and get the people's work done, if ever it was needed, it is now. So this sort of selfish, egomaniacal behavior has to stop. I can't say I'm personally disappointed in you. We're not personally friends, but I got to say, everything I've seen so far about your actions in this regard, pretty disgusting. And I've been disappointed with a lot of people. I'm critical of people, but this is a new low. Thank you.
Thank you. Janine, can we go to the next person on the stack?
I believe we have Ruth.
Yes, hi, thank you. First of all,
Did we lose Ruth?
Ruth muted herself.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Now we hear you, yes, go ahead.
Okay. Did I understand, and I may have, you know, misunderstood, that somebody said something about the budget for 2019 being due in 2021? What was that about?
I think
the reference is to the audit. Yeah.
Okay, and that audit is what, from an outside company or something? Hello?
Yes, hello? If you can't respond to public comment, but yes, the audit is done. The audits are done by a contracted company with Pacifica.
Okay, all right. And
yeah,
then
I'm sorry, just to explain that that's an overdue audit. It would have been due in August of this year for the previous fiscal year, but it's past due. And the business manager here at KPFK estimated it would be done by April of next year.
Well, thank you. I have been listening to the Finance Committee meetings, and I think the Finance Committee has done an excellent job. Unfortunately, the business manager, it seems, has not, and it seems like there have been a lot of dilatory moves and maneuvers. So that's one thing that I've been kind of concerned about, especially. And as I said, the committee has been great in doing due diligence. And I remember the word fuzzy math, which I, you know, think was very good that the committee has, you know, kept a tight rope on what the numbers, you know, are and the discrepancies between what the business manager has brought, which is kind of upsetting. So I appreciate what they've done. And I also want to know, as a member for 30 years, although not on a committee, are members allowed to see any part of the budget, such as, you know, what programmers, or let's say, quite honestly, during the fund drive, what programmers are bringing in what amount of money for the time that they are allotted, or is that something that is not privy to the members?
Um, Is there someone from within the Finance Committee that can answer that?
Fred here. I'm the board treasurer. Members of the Finance Committee, including public members, can see all the financial documents that we have. And fund drive information is available to the Finance Committee members and is also provided to the local station board members.
Okay, and then one other question, which I'm sure the answer is no, but I'm going to ask anyway. Are salaries part of that report for the public to see?
No.
Or no? No?
So this is Beth, the chair. This public comment is usually reserved just for comments, and board members aren't in a position to respond to individual questions, although
okay.
If you would care to email me, I would be happy to,
okay,
or anyone okay. else on the board or the
Okay, thank you.
Manager.
Sorry, I'm new to this, so apologize. Thank you.
That's okay. That's okay. That's we're grateful for your comment. And for the record, salaries are always a matter of confidentiality because it's a personnel issue, and that's a matter of law. Are there any other public comments? Any other members of the public who care to comment at the moment?
Kim wanted to comment. I don't know if she's still there.
I'm still here.
Are you? Is it about the Finance Committee? Because we'll
No, it's not. I know I have a Finance Committee, but this is me as
okay.
an individual.
Okay. Okay. And go ahead.
I want to speak to, well, I'll speak to, no. I'm going to speak to Jan's comment first that she said KPFK has been running a deficit recently. That she would say that just shows how little attention she's been paying to KPFK's finances for 5 years, because KPFK has been consistently running a deficit, and this complete collapse should not have been a surprise to the board, but it is. It wasn't a surprise to me, because what's been going on has been obvious for quite some time. I am unaware of what she said, that there was strategic budget cuts proposed by the GM. I am unaware of this. I have not heard of it, and any of them, and perhaps if she has some time, she could list a couple of those, because I haven't heard anything from the GM, because he doesn't show up for the meetings, and the business manager really doesn't have much to say. I'd also like Jan, because she likes to talk about this bridge loan. How much did Jan's family and friends profit from that bridge loan? And what Jan is proposing is not a bylaw reform, but another power play takeover by a few, otherwise sometimes called a Donner Party. I'll take the leg. I'll take the arm. I mean, you know, this is just another way of trying to take over the assets of this organization, unfortunately. And all her letter said, or the letter from the lender said, is he is willing to consider extending the loan for another year past April. He's only willing to consider it. It's nothing more than that. And just in terms of Yara Hondola's comment, he has a website called Pacifica Watch, pacificawatch.home.blog, that you'll find a lot of relevant information on Pacifica's finances. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Probably exhausts this public comment period. And we'll save any other public comments for the final public comment later in the meeting, number four. And we'll move on to committee reports at the moment. So the governance committee met this past Wednesday.
I'm sorry. There was one more comment from Jara Handala in the comment section. If you want Michael to send that and then repeat that, I guess clarification as to the remarks.
I would still hope that if we have it in writing, that it be distributed to the board and to the secretary in writing, and that
I'd like to read that comment, because the inaudibility of at times Michael's reading it. Can I read that comment?
Point of order.
Could I ask that we save it for public comment number four, because we've already devoted significant time to public comment now, and Hara has already had the opportunity to speak once, okay, but I would be happy to entertain that at the later meeting. Thank you for diligence in following up on your previous comment, Mr. Hara. So back to the agenda, report from the Governance Committee. We met this past Wednesday to put together this agenda, and out of that committee came this motion, which any of the board, anyone with an agenda can read it. I'll read it out loud for those who may not have it in front of them. Resolved that any future new business item brought up at an LSB meeting, unless it must be urgently dealt with, will automatically be sent to an appropriate committee or to the governance committee to assign to a committee for discussion prior to consideration by the LSB. Members are urged, if at all possible, to bring proposed motions to an appropriate committee for consideration prior to the LSB, with the governance committee meeting shortly before the LSB as a last resort. So is there any discussion? Oh, first, well, we have a motion from the committee. My understanding is that we don't need a second for that. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, is there any opposition?
Respond to the people who say that Arthur Schwartz and Lydia were in discussion with.
Excuse me, doesn't have to do with
which
the motion on the board.
I mean, Arthur told me.
Jan, thank you. If there are, if there's no discussion, then, and no objections heard, then we will consider this motion adopted. Then, in consideration, that was item A, item B, in consideration of Alan Beek's motion for a continual town hall committee, approved the establishment of an ad hoc committee to develop this continual town hall proposal. The original motion that radio station KPFK shall have a continual town hall facility installed roughly as described in the document description of the continual town hall. We're getting significant. We need to mute people. I'm not sure where that's coming from, but it's really disruptive. Roughly as described in the document description of the continual town hall. And further, the KPFK LSB instructs the KPFK staff to cooperate with installation and operation of the continual town hall. That's the motion coming from the governance committee. Is there any discussion?
Michael, to the staff.
Michael, go ahead.
I'd like to ask that we amend, I think, instructs the staff to request. I don't think we have the power to instruct the staff to do anything. I didn't catch it when it went through the governance.
Okay. Are there any objections? I would usually go back to the original. I don't remember who wrote this, and I don't think Alan can hear us. Are there any objections to that amendment?
This is Janine. I'm unclear on the amendment where it falls in the motion.
It's very close to the end.
After the KPFK LSB, there's the word instruct, and we want to change it to request. Got it?
Are we looking?
This is
okay.
Under,
I see. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And I believe Bella's on the stack as well. She has her hand up.
Okay. That's discussion for this item, is it? Okay. Bella, go ahead. Bella. Janine, is Bella muted? Do we need to unmute her?
Yeah, I just sent
Bella
to unmute.
What's that?
No, I sent her a notification to unmute. I don't know where she went, but.
Okay, but.
What's her comeback?
Well, this item is ready to continue. So, Bella, if you have comment or discussion on this item, now's the moment, now's the time. And if not, feel free.
I have a question.
Who is this? Is that Barbara?
This is Barbara. I'm just not sure what a continual town hall is. What is meant by that?
There was a proposal in which it was thoroughly presented last meeting, possibly even the meeting before that. It's all documented. And it's a way to facilitate ongoing open communication between the board and the public. And so that we would have more input from our listener members.
Okay, thank you. I'll go back. I didn't make the last meeting.
Yeah. The ad hoc committee would be to work out the technical details of implementing that. We approved in principle, and we just need to get the nuts and bolts right. Thank you. Hearing no further discussion and no opposition, then this motion is considered adopted.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I have Alan Beek on the phone, and I think he would like to speak to this, and he's having trouble unmuting. So if you don't mind, I can put him on speaker, and perhaps we can hear from him on this.
And this is Bella. Can you hear me?
We can now.
Okay,
but Bella, that doesn't mean it's your turn to speak. We can hear you. You'll have to wait. Mr. Beek is going to speak next. It was his initiative.
I have been kept on mute for a long time.
Bella, you'll have to wait. We did what we could to reach you, and it didn't work. You'll have your opportunity. It's your turn to wait now. Mr. Beek is going to speak. Okay, Janine. Can you try to get us through to Mr. Beek? Hello? Hello, Alan?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We just approved your motion. We just approved your continual town hall. So, congratulations. Is there anything else? Is there anything else you wanted to say?
I can hear voices, but I don't think I'm on the meeting still.
Mr. Beek? translate, Janine. Tell him this is Beth. We hear him. His motion passed. Congratulations. And I will be in touch about setting up a meeting. Can you convey that all to him directly, Janine? I don't think it's going to work to try to do it live during the meeting. I'm grateful for his effort to try to reach us.
Eric, to the
staff. But tell him he won.
Eric, to the staff.
Eric?
Bella is on the stack.
No.
Eric or Bella, go ahead.
Thank you. The motion has not passed. We have not taken a vote. And so I need to reiterate that. We need to go to the vote. And I want to explain what the continual town hall effort is. I appreciate that, the description. It is to,
Bella?
It is to facilitate
Bella,
a portal.
I'm disputing what you're saying. We don't need to go to a vote. There was discussion. There was no objection. I asked. No one objected. And so it has been deemed approved.
Okay. I have not
but
been able
to speak.
We don't
need to vote. And that will save us the time of a vote, except that we're eating up that time debating it now.
Okay. I have not been able to speak for a long time. I noticed I was kept muted. I kept unmuting myself, and I was muted again. So this
because
has got
your
to
line
stop.
Is noisy. We can't hear. When your line is open, we can't hear each other.
That
so
is wrong. My mind is not noisy. The noise does not come from my line. I hear all kinds of noise from other lines, not mine.
This is not the time to debate this. This comes up repeatedly. I get the same information from opposite sides of that each time, and this is disrupting the meeting. We need to move on. The motion has been approved. Eric wanted to speak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to clarify that what we've approved without objection is the language in small B, Bren, which says that in consideration of Alan Beek's motion for a continual town hall, the committee moved and approved the establishing of an ad hoc committee to develop this continual town hall proposal. So I just want to make sure that we didn't give the impression that we were doing more than that pursuant to our non-objection passage of this item. That's all.
Duly noted. I think that's the language in the motion itself.
Correct.
Thank you for the clarification. I'm getting notices. Okay, then on to the next agenda item, Finance Committee, Treasurer's Report. So I believe, go ahead.
Fred Blair here. Madam Chair, I have the floor.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, this is going to be fairly short. By the way, I appreciated Kim Kaufman's comments during the public comment section. I apologize to the committee for not having a formal. There's an awful lot of noise on this line. I'm hearing.
This is Michael Novick. You can see on the screen that the noise is coming from Bella's phone line, and I've texted her twice that her phone is creating a lot of wind noise. I don't know why it is, but it is definitely her phone because you can see it light
up. I have
up.
A fan on. I'm sorry.
Turn the fan off or mute your phone or both.
Okay, or thank you. The noise has disappeared. It was very distracting to me. I apologize to the LSB, the board, for not having a formal written treasurer's report this month. There's a number of reasons for that, but I'm not going to go into that. The main points that I'd like to highlight is that this month's fund drive is continuing its trend in underperforming. I sent out at the beginning of the meeting a screenshot of the fund drive totals as of today. The key number for the fund drive is the daily average, and it's hovering around $12,000 a day, which is what it's been doing for months. And the goal for this fund drive is $400,000, and if you divide by the daily average, you get 34 days. So, but the fund drive is scheduled to end in 3 days. So, the current amount of money for the fund drive, as I've seen, has been posted on the Allegiance website, is $225,000. Those are pledges, not fulfilled numbers. So the fund drive is underperforming. The financial crisis is continuing. As of our last local finance meeting, I can't speak about any personnel issues, but there has been some cuts made at the station, but they're insufficient to deal with the magnitude of the financial problems. So at some point, we're going to hit a wall where we're not going to be able to pay our payroll. My understanding is that we made payroll on October 15th, but at which point we're going to have a major financial crisis, I can't say. I don't have enough detailed information. But that's why I want to put in front of the board that the fund drives are continuing the trend. This trend did not start with the March COVID-19 lockdown. This trend has been continuing. This trend in fund drives underperforming and continuing downhill started several years ago. And maybe we can even say it goes back more than 4 or 5 years. But I'm not going to go into that history. So that's the main information I want to provide to the board. Thank you for your time. And I guess I can open it up to questions. I'll try and answer any questions I can before we proceed on to the finance chair's report.
Bella to the staff.
Bella?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Fred just said something that he had not expressed before, but this crisis has been going on for the last 4 or 5 years. But in my book, this crisis has been going on, began in earnest at the beginning of 2008, when the general manager that was producing the necessary funding. When the general manager then was producing the necessary funds for KPFK was pushed out the door. So I submitted an analysis of the personnel costs since then against gross revenues to date, and it was March 2020, to illustrate the declining trend. So this is not surprising that we are now at the wall. And I understand that for the October 15th, there was monies had to be borrowed from another unit in order to make that payroll. So this is what's been going on, and Kim Kaufman is trying to do a good job chronicling this, but the situation is that no cooperation from management has exacerbated the situation to the point where we cannot go forward. And this is what is in front of us. Thank you. And this has been by the sign, by design. Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments? Then we'll move on to the finance chair report from Kim.
Ken to the stack.
Before or after Kim has spoken? Do you want to speak now?
Hello?
Ken? It's hard to hear you. This is Beth.
Okay, yeah, now can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
Kim.
Okay,
great.
So I wanted to ask Ken, were you responding to my request for questions and comments for Fred, or did you want to be on the stack for after Kim speaks?
Me?
I just wanted to be on the stack for Fred.
For Fred. Well, let's take care of that
just
now,
for
then.
Fred.
Okay. Sure. Point of order. This is great.
Just very brief. I just wanted to acknowledge.
There's still the wind sound, I believe, from Bella's phone. Can she please mute? It's pretty terrible.
And if she doesn't, we'll have to mute her again on this end, because we all need to hear.
She did. She muted.
Thank you, Bella. Thank you, Bella.
Okay, I just wanted to make a statement. Can I just make a statement? I just wanted to acknowledge and thank you for the Bella report. And I would really encourage people who get on the stack to talk to the public or the rest of the board, not to use an opportunity to ask questions. If somebody asked, put out a report, ask questions, instead to use that to filibuster and make statements and declarations. But thank you, Bella. That was the Bella report. It was very interesting.
Okay, thank you. Ken, Kim, would you go ahead? You ready? Thank you.
Hi. I did send a written report. I don't know who read it. I guess since we have time, I will read mine for the public and the board who may or may not have seen it yet. At the October 14th Finance Committee meeting, 30 minutes before the meeting, we received draft budget number 6. At the previous meeting, we asked by motion for any new draft delivered at least one day before the meeting. We have repeatedly asked the business manager for written reports and in advance of meetings. We received a written report 4 minutes before the meeting. This is especially disrespectful to one of our members who is hard of hearing, but disrespectful to us all since it precludes us from being able to ask questions about the report, which in this case was different from the verbal report. The budget purports to be balanced. It is based on some sort of personnel cuts, none of which have been discussed with SAG-AFTRA and thus are in no way agreed to by anyone yet. There is also a cut to central services, which has in no way been approved by national. Some line items I thought had been established were changed, including new wishful thinking revenue, some expenses inexplicably cut, and other problems which, due to the budget's late arrival, were not able to be identified until after the meeting. This draft budget is dead on arrival. There's little more the finance can do with the budget until payroll and central services is determined. And I would add that Mann is unwilling to deal with the other items I just mentioned, especially determining our fund drive revenues for the year. Management does not seem to take making a budget as seriously as the dire situation would seem to demand. In June, I had asked for a fund drive chart used in the 2 budget template. Neither has been done. The Finance Committee suggested fund drive days be budgeted at $15,000 per day, which was arrived at based on historical data. Management set the current fund drive based on $19,000 per day. Until 2 days ago, the drive was doing about 12K per day. As of Friday evening, the daily average was at almost 14K because of higher last 2 days. This seems due to third-party fundraising shows and repeats of same. These shows, almost all for Margaret, are pitches for donations to some other nonprofit with a 50-50 split between them and KPFK. Our listeners have been very generous with these, quote, dire circumstances, unquote, pitches. The flip side is that the premiums are at 50%, not the usual 10 to 12% for the regular thank you gifts. This is a familiar gimmick for management to get rosier per day averages, but the high back end costs add up and historically have resulted in a net loss for KPFK. Among other problems with this is it is disallowed by CPB recipients. The finance committee suggested 6 fund drive days per year for 21 days each as a way of decreasing fund drive days in hopes of getting listeners back. It seems clear that management will extend this current drive until at least the end of October. Unfortunately, in this presidential election cycle of potential high listener interest, KPFK will spend this entire month in drive. I met 3 times with management and Nita on the budget. Correct ways of itemizing some expenses were recommended, but have been ignored. This makes cash flow reporting difficult. The finance committee asked the business manager to explain a couple of items having to do with credit card fees, but he was unable to do that. We asked for an explanation of the way the web income is being reported. We received some numbers in a Word document that provides no clarity. We need to see the actual documentation for all the revenue, but according to management, Allegiance is still not providing the kind of information that was promised. KPFK had to borrow $42,000 from another unit on September 29 for October 1 payroll. The Finance Committee gets sporadic accounts payable reports that do not seem to reflect the real nature of what KPFK owes. We're waiting for the September financials from NIDA, which are taking longer to complete due to fiscal year end. I don't know KPFK will get through November. There seems to be a lack of urgency from management and the PNB. Thank you. That's it. I'll take questions. I will address Ruth's question. Yes, we have been asking for a very, very long time to get a record of what each programmer makes per hour per fund drive. We have been unable to get it, and I personally have been asking for this for a very long time with little support on the Finance Committee to get this. People don't seem to want to actually deal with data, but more with their own opinions about which programmer they like, so they don't really want to know the facts.
So that's Lawrence, Chair, for a question.
Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for your diligent report. So I got 2 questions. First question is, what's your professional or financial opinion in regards to the 30% expense cuts that need to be made, and how would that contribute to the financial crisis that not only KPFK is in, but the network is in? And when you say urgency, we have been, well, I can't say that, but we have been in talks with the GM and the SAG-AFTRA for quite some time, and there seems to be some delaying in making those cuts. Would that assist the station in this morass that it's in, or would it is it just part of kicking the can down the road again?
Okay, I didn't write down your first question, so I'm going to ask the last one first and then go back to the first. I don't know. We were told, I don't know really what's going on with the SAG-AFTRA negotiations. Look, as far as I'm concerned, this should have happened a year ago. In 2019, KPFK received $500,000. In bequests and basically free money non-operating money. And they still had over $100,000 deficit at the end of 2019 and still had 138 days of fund drive. That, to me, was a giant red flag that KPFK is in trouble. That's a year ago. And, you know, this should have happened a year ago, but there was no discussion of it, no awareness, nobody wanted to talk about it. I only became chair in June, and that's because there were people on that committee who really were kind of allowed to speak up and ask these questions. So, it's all kicking it down the road. This should have happened a long time ago.
So the question that I guess you didn't hear was about the 30% cuts and how would
that... Oh, the 30% cuts, yeah. Look, that was an arbitrary number. I mean, that 30% was, I said it at the time, it was magic wand waving number. Until the last finance committee meeting when we asked Grace, 30% of what number, Grace? We didn't even know what it was 30% of. I haven't actually done the arithmetic to see if we passed that 30% or not. It's somewhat irrelevant because the fact is you have to have a balanced budget. You know, whether it's 30%, 40%, 20%, 50%, we don't know yet because we don't have all the numbers. And that's what I've been trying to do since June, trying to get some of this bookkeeping straightened up, get real numbers. And thanks to you, Lawrence, I was able to look through the general ledger, find out some things. We found $100,000 bequest buried in listener support from 2019, for example. Another one was still on a wrong line item, you know, up until like a week ago when I, you know, complained about it again. We're working on it. We're working on it from all ends. There's been a real negligence from this, you know, local finance committee for 5 years. You know, I've made a joke. The most that the LSB talked about finances when I show up for public comment. You know, it's sort of a joke, but not so much of a joke. So, you know.
Thank you, Kim.
Any other questions or comments for Kim?
Yes, Paulina to the staff, please, with a question.
Paulina, go ahead.
Kim, thank you so much for your report. It's been a lot of work. And now, can you tell us whether the budgets, or the budget drafts that we have received are based on projected numbers that are realistic?
Well, you know, at our first budget meeting, you know, I requested a budget in June. We got it in July. We spent 3 weeks in a row going over it. And I made, a list and a report of what I thought the accurate expenses should be. We still have that list. And some of them have gotten better in this last budget. Some of them have miraculously changed. I have still a list of what I think those numbers should be. I don't know what personnel should be, and I don't know what central services should be.
I apologize. Let me clarify. My question was about revenue. Are we basing our revenue projections on realistic numbers?
No, because we don't have cooperation from management on that. I mean, you know, we made a suggestion. They're obviously not following it for this fund drive. So, we suggested $15,000 per day. They budgeted it at $19,000 per day. It is getting an average of about $12,000, maybe $13,000 a day. And they won't deal with us. They won't talk to us. You know, I mean, we heard this morning and in a written report that management has been trying to do all this stuff. you know, we haven't seen one indication of that on the finance committee. The general manager does not show up. The business manager doesn't really contribute much. No, the revenue is not. And we don't know what this website income, where it's coming from. And it's growing exponentially. So, and then, as you know, Paulina, we had, they had new revenue in the last budget for major donors that I wouldn't approve.
Kim, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you just said now. Somebody was loud.
I said we've had little cooperation from management. We don't know where the website income is coming from. And it's just, you know, a miracle number that grows. And they increased the proposed, the hoped for major donor income in this year way up beyond what I would ever approve.
Right. Thank you.
So if there are, excuse me, if we're coming to the end of the time allotted for this item, if there are no further questions for Kim now, then we'll go to the next agenda item, a brief report from the Programming Oversight Committee. That would be me. Oh, sorry, outreach. I jumped the gun. Outreach? Report from the Outreach Committee? That's Bella. I think she would need to be unmuted to give that report.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, I need to apologize. The room that I speak to you from has a running fan, and that is the reason for a lack of air infusion. The design of the place that I live in now. So for me to survive in that room, I have to have a constant fan running. I apologize, that sound that you hear in the background. Regarding what I said before, the lack of cooperation from management, but now jointly lack of cooperation from the program director regarding setting up and starting the process of a town hall for KPFK based on our mandate from bylaws. 2 weeks ago, I spoke by phone with the program director regarding this after another email I sent to both him and the general manager with the outline laying out what we proposed that we drafted in May for a town hall event for KPFK, which would be a virtual one, with all kinds of logistics and considerations. He said that he was going to place it on the agenda of the general manager for the next meeting, his next meeting, and that he would be calling me back by Monday or Tuesday of the following week, which would have been this week. This never happened, so I have not heard response from the general manager now and no confirmation from the program director. So needless to say that we have been on lockdown at the station with constant fund drives, and this is the reason since the beginning of 2008 the station has been declining because strip programming has taken over our airwaves, and with imports rather than local programming. And so we are dying at the vine, and so is the network. And so all of this is associated together, all connected at the hip. If we cannot outreach to our community with a town hall, virtual town hall, using our airwaves, we are doomed because we don't have access to the email blast list. Only the general manager controls that. So we are at the baking, we are seized. We are being seized. And that is all I can report. In the meantime, the outreach committee meets
Every month we hold our conference call. Sometimes more people join in, and it's thriving and it gets recorded. And we have very important conversations, but again, we come to a wall. We cannot move forward because we are being blocked by the very source that we need communication with, which is our station. Thank you. Our next meeting is the last Sunday of the month at 11:30 a.m. And if you want to be added to the outreach list, please email Bella@Bella, DS and David, SS and Sam, that info. Thank you.
Michael, to the stack.
Michael, go ahead.
Yes, I haven't been able to attend the outreach committee meetings, but I believe that we should proceed with a telephonic or Zoom town hall on our own if the station is not responsive to putting it on the air. I don't think we delay any further. We have the obligation as the local station board to conduct 2 town halls a year. So I think that we need to move to do it in early November. I think at this point would be the most realistic shortly after the election. We can get access to the list as any member of Pacifica can through a third-party mailing house if necessary and send out an emailing of our own as the LSP, whether the GM wants to do it or not. So if that requires
Bella,
a motion, if, I'm not finished.
Bella,
if that
someone else is speaking, Bella.
I am not someone finished. If that requires a motion from the LSP, I will so move that we hold a town hall regardless of whether or not it is going to be aired on KPFK within the first 2 weeks in November, and that we proceed to arrange to do an email blast to the KPFK membership as the LSB, regardless of whether the GM does it or not. That's my motion. I'm looking for a second.
Bella, to the stack. I second that. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Excuse me?
Bella, to the stack?
You were on the stack.
Right. Bella, to the stack. Can I be heard?
Yeah, briefly. We need to make time for other people also to be heard.
I second that motion that Michael proposed. And there is a Zoom account, and there is a Facebook set up for the outreach, so all of us can work together on that. I certainly second that, and let's start working on that, doing a Zoom outreach, a Zoom teleconference for the town hall.
Is there any other discussion from the board? Then I'm going to put myself on the stack for just a moment to say that the program director mentioned this to me earlier this week and said he's open to doing whatever we need to do, but that this is a board function, and he understood that that the station itself was being expected to organize it, and they're not in a position to do that. But if he says that if we can let them know what we need, he's entirely open to working with it. So I would recommend that at this upcoming outreach committee, we reach out to him. I don't know what his availability is on a weekend. It's outside his normal working hours. If I can facilitate the connection there, please let me know.
Bella, to the chat.
I'm going to go to Paulina because Bella's been heard twice already. Go ahead, Paulina.
I couldn't hear very well exactly what Michael's motion states, the wording of it. So if possible, if Michael could restate, that's one thing. And the other thing I wanted to ask about is, are we suggesting that a town hall be actually broadcast on FM, on KPFK? And if so, what has the program director's response has been to that proposal? Thank you.
Chair, may I respond?
Yes, please go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, my motion was to proceed with doing it, whether or not we can get it on the air by doing it as a Zoom call, and to proceed with publicizing it with an email blast to the membership of the station by obtaining the email list through a third-party mailing house, whether or not the GM will send that emailing out. Beth just said that the program director is open to having it aired, I think, but it has to be run by the LSBs.
I would have to clear that with him, the details with okay. him. He expressed his willingness in principle to cooperate. We didn't get into the particulars. He okay. said he just needs to know what we need.
Right. So anyway.
Bill, that's the best staff.
Thank you. Thank you for your answers, both Michael and Beth. Thank you.
Bella, Michael is still speaking, I believe. I don't want to interrupt him. I want to let him finish.
I think
yeah,
he
just
finished.
To say, well, no, I was trying to say my motion does not preclude trying to get on the air, but they would proceed with it one way or the other. That's all.
Right, right. If I may be heard.
Yes.
I am the chair of the outreach committee, and I think it was inappropriate for him to communicate with you regarding the outline and what is needed, since I submitted to him the outline and the logistics of the town hall as it was drafted by the outreach committee. And so there was no need for him to communicate to you. He should have gotten back to me, since the request came from me as chair of the outreach committee. If so, since you said that he spoke to you about it, then I will send an outreach invite to him to our next meeting so that he can express how he is willing to or how he feels the station can provide resources so that we can get this off the ground. So based on the motion and working with the program director, let's see how much resource we can get so we can get this underway, hopefully by the second week of November, but in November for sure, because then we get into Christmas, and that will be a very difficult task. Thank you.
This is Ken Aaron. I call the orders of the day.
Okay, then we have a motion.
Which means
and a
let's
second.
Go along with.
We have a motion and a second, and have had discussion. Is there any opposition? If you're hearing no opposition, we'll consider this motion adopted. And Michael Janine has requested that you submit the wording to her directly for the minutes. Thank you. Report from the fundraising committee. Is there a report from the fundraising committee?
Sorry, the fundraising committee will be meeting first Tuesday in November. And
okay.
Also in KPCX.
Okay, good. Thank you. Programming Oversight Committee. I chaired that committee, so I'll report. We met at our newly established regular time on the second Monday of this month. It turned out to be a federal holiday, so our attendance was intimate. The program director was off for the day because of the holiday, and so he wasn't with us then. We hope that he'll be able to join us more frequently in the future. And we just had a roundtable discussion of programming as it is, a particular focus on fundraising, the current fundraising dilemma, and we'll carry forward with something more structured and formal when there are more of us, hopefully at next month's meeting. The next meeting is Monday, November 9 at 4 p.m. Thank you. That brings us to
I'm sorry, Paul, to the fundraising committee is the actually the LSB listener engagement.
Yes.
And yes. I was on mute, so I did want to. You kind of skipped over that.
Sure.
Supposed to be in the.
Go phone. Ahead. So I didn't think there was a report. So, but if there is, then all the better. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
I'll actually email that today. As far as the LSB listener engagement is concerned, I had contacted Danielle and Ms. Kiana, another LSB member. I had an idea basically to raise funds for our radio station by using the LSB membership to engage the listenership as well as our own personal networks. As LSB members or board members, one of our main objectives is supposed to financially sustain and support the radio station. So I figured this might be a pretty easy way to do that. My goal was to record little carts for us to make little statements, either via audio or, video on your phone or your personal recording devices, and then submit it to, for them to produce and then air on the radio station. And then once we have the finished.
You're breaking up a bit. Paul, you're breaking up a bit. If you can. That's enough. So,
Oscar,
go ahead.
Can you mute? It sounds like Oscar or someone is talking in the background. I don't know.
Okay.
But it says Oscar is talking on my end.
Okay. Okay.
And as I was saying, so with basically you posted on your social media, send it to your friends, you request some financial contribution to the station, and I think it would be a nice way to not only raise funds for the station but to introduce the LSB membership to the listenership, because a lot of times, particularly now during COVID, they don't really have a relationship. Personal relationship
yeah.
with us or know who we are, what we're doing. And this will also outreach because we all are different people, different genders, different races, different points. So hopefully it will engage a different swath of the Los Angeles or greater Los Angeles community. We'll send out a couple of the carts that are already made, and hopefully the LSQ membership will then take that and incorporate their own views and, personalize it for themselves. All right, thank you. Anyone have any?
Thank
Paulina
you.
Paulina to the staff
Paulina?
Have a question. Thank you.
Paulina,
yes, Paul, that's a great initiative. I'm wondering whether you have anybody that knows how to edit a video to package this, nicely, because a nicely packaged PSA, of course, is going to be more perhaps more efficient than just a rudimentary recording. Now, I'm not saying anything super fancy, but just something that maybe we could use the logo for the Pacifica Foundation for KPFK in particular, some music, etc. So let me know if I can be of any help.
Yes, I would actually greatly appreciate that. Anybody in the LSB with a specific skill set in that regard, because unfortunately I lack the skill set to do that, but I'll definitely reach out to you. And also I think it will be very important to also incorporate Spanish language in this, because we do have to continue to outreach, and I think this will be a really good opportunity, particularly since the Spanish community is very, very active and very, very engaged, and it's a very important part of our listenership. So, like I said, I'll reach out and I'll send the little cards that I already kind of typed up today, and then we'll go from there.
Beautiful. Thank
so
you.
Thanks for. Hopefully, we can get everyone in the LSP to record something.
Mr. Robertson, just Oscar, just a quick. I will gladly help on that endeavor on the Spanish programming. Thank you.
All right, fantastic.
Thank you.
Jan Goodman
anything?
For the stack.
Jan, go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to announce, but it's been
on the some threads, but I don't know if it's, you know, how public it has been, but the general manager has invited people to set up appeal pages, like individual, has invited LSB members to set up individual appeal pages on the website so that we can invite our friends as a way of doing fundraising and keep track of, you know, inviting friends and to become members. People can, I guess they can do it together or apart. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew about this initiative so that people can put on individual pleas and do little videos and send their, you know, friends and acquaintances to those particular individual parts of what would then become part of the KPFK website. So there's another way to do fundraising.
Michael, to the staff.
Thank you.
Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, I did take Anil up on that and sent him some content. We also discussed the idea of board members adopting particular shows and maybe recording a pitch for them or participating in some way with fundraising for particular shows that they like. And I would urge all the members of the LSB to consider that as well.
Anything else regarding fundraising?
Yeah, Lawrence to the stack chair.
Yes, Lawrence.
I just want to ask Michael, do you know if, sorry, I just muted myself. Do you know if Danielle has set up a time for the next meeting? Because I missed the first one.
You're talking about a follow-up on the strategic planning? I don't think so. I'm out of town, as you know, so assume nothing's going to happen for a little bit. And they're obviously in the middle of fund drive still, so that usually takes priority over everything else.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, then. If there's no further discussion, we'll move to public comment number 4. This will be our final public comment. So anyone else, any other member of the public wanting to speak, this would be your moment. Janine, do we have anyone on the stack?
We have Sasha has her hand raised, Jara Handala has their hand raised, and Ruth has their hand raised.
Okay. Let's begin with Sasha. Sasha, are you there?
It's *6 to unmute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I unmuted my phone, but somehow the computer was still muted, and that blocked my phone. Okay, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I had, sorry I was about a half hour late entering the call, but I've been listening to it entirely since 11 o'clock. And I have to say that, you know, just as a listener for over 33 years to KPFK and being deeply concerned with everything that's going on, you know, the main issue that I've seen has to do with transparency, and that's at all levels. And so to see what happened when Jan Gooden came on and kind of spilled the beans about what her participation has been going on, even though it's maybe not the best way of that it was done, that's at least there's some transparency being communicated. and yet even in this small group, you call this a public group. Well, yeah, maybe it could be public if it gets disseminated further than just the people that are on this call. Still, it's a matter of transparency. And then to go and say, oh, we can't discuss any of this, it's got to be an executive session, oh my goodness, oh well, this is scandalous, you know, it's like then you're just going to perpetuate the same problem, which is lack of transparency. You know, the darkness allows cover for this kind of whatever nefarious things have been going on in Pacifica for more than 30 years. It didn't just start last year or in 2008. It's been like since 78, probably 88. Anyway, when I started listening, 87, things were already, people are going, yeah, it used to be really good, but you know, we're having troubles. And by 1990, it's just been down the tubes. And if we don't make everything transparent, like including who is loading the money, under what conditions, under what authority, what kind of interest, are we borrowing money from loan sharks? You know, what's going on? If that doesn't become a matter of public record and just get the people out who require darkness to operate, just get them out completely. Don't let them be in any official position of anything. And just say, if we don't collectively run this thing, I don't know how there's a chance that it will ever survive. So that's my comment. I hope I was heard. Anybody?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. And who's next?
Jara Handala.
Let's try that again. We hear you, but it's unintelligible. We can't understand the words at all. It kind of sounds like Darth Vader, except not that clear. It's clearly a technical problem. Maybe there's another line you can call in on, because this one it's not. I'm so sorry, because I'd really like to hear your follow-up to your earlier comment. And I hope that whatever you have to say, you'll submit also in writing, so that whether we can get it through this technical problem or not, we'll still get the content of what you want to say. If you can find another line to call in on, we have one other public comment yet to go, and we'll go ahead and take that one. But if you can find another line to call in on, I would encourage you to try again yet in this public comment section. Thank you. Janine?
Okay, and then we have Ruth.
Ruth, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so two things. One is on the subject of on-air fundraising, especially there are paid programmers who are asking for donations for private things, their own show, their own website. I have written on Yale twice about this, and it's still happening, and I fail to understand why he can't listen to the program and then reprimand the people that are doing this and tell them that, you know, when you're paid, you can't do that. If you want to have your separate, you know, web page and your separate funding, that's fine. But to announce that on the radio when you're being paid by the radio, I think is unconscionable, and it's not doing any favor to our finances. So that's one thing I wanted to say. And the second thing is, on this subject, it drives me nuts about Allegiance hasn't done their homework or hasn't, you know, figured out whatever. Has anybody ever heard of Excel or failing that, my father's double entry bookkeeping? You don't need a hired company to put figures together. You might need them to put it in a printable form. But, you know, I'm tired of hearing that, you know, some outside vendor isn't doing their job. There's ways to get around that internally. And that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. Has Hara managed to find some other line and tried to call again? Or is anyone else on the line, on the stack?
I don't have anyone else on the stack.
And what about
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just saw a text, a chat, message from Hara, who asks to read the comment out loud. Would you like to do that, or would you like me to do that?
You can do that. Go ahead.
Okay. Hara Handala says, I mentioned earlier that a member's petition needs to be validated by Pacifica's administration. For some reason, whoever read out my original comments, Michael, I think, chose not to mention this point. The current member's petition needs to be validated. To decide a notice date puts the cart before the horse. And that's the end of the comment.
Duly noted. Thank you, Hara.
This is Harvey. Can I make a statement? I have to leave.
Yes, I would just, to finish up the last item, could I ask Paulina, please, to put that comment in an email and send it to everyone?
Because we didn't have any waiting. I'll do that right now.
Thank you. And go ahead, Harvey.
I'm sorry. This is Harvey Wasserman. I am doing election protection work. I've got two more Zooms today. I just wanted to comment. I think everyone on here is extremely lovely and brilliant and well-intended. I want to thank Jan for what she did, I think it's magnificent what she did. And this has been going on for almost 3 hours. A very, very little has been accomplished, and I don't have any easy solutions. But I do not think – I think this, the meetings I've been on are a statement to the fact that the structure of KPFK and Pacifica really has to change. This is not a workable – structure. We don't get enough done. We're in a crisis at a time when we have a Nazi about to take over the country, and a progressive radio network should be booming in this situation. There is something seriously wrong about how the network and the station are structured. I don't have an easy answer, but there is a Gordian knot here. We can't have 3 hours go like this and another three to go and not accomplish anything of significance in the face of a fascist takeover of this country. There's nothing more essential to protecting our democracy than a network like KPFK, and we're floundering. So I don't have any easy answers, but this structure clearly does not work, and something has to change. That's all I've got
Harvey?
To say. I do have to go.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Go ahead. You wanted to say something?
Just that it's being pointed out to me that this is not a comment section.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect comment there. So thank you very much. Please let's change the structure, and let's hope we stop this.
It's still not a comment section, Harvey.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.
Have a great day, everyone.
The man that wants to stall the station, huh?
This is Kim. I'm confused. Is public comment over or not?
I think we've exhausted the stack for public comment. Is that true now, Janine? There's no one else on public comment?
If there is, I'd like to say, if there is another minute, I would like to say something.
Okay, then consider yourself on public stack and you're on.
We have 4 minutes left.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, Madam Secretary, I also see that call-in user number 2 is requesting the stack by raising their hand.
Okay, then 90 seconds, Kim. Go ahead.
I find Harvey's statement really problematic. He got on this board, and the first thing he did was announce that he thought KPFK or Pacifica should sell their building and sell their tower and use it for LPFM stations. This is a person on your board who is trying to destroy your organization. I mean, that he would just come on here and advocate for these power play bylaws is really inappropriate in your meeting. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. One more comment. Do I understand there's one more comment on the stack?
Yes, caller number 2. I don't know who that is. I've asked them to unmute.
Okay. So caller number 2, our last public comment of the day. Please go ahead. 90 seconds.
Okay, thanks very much. I wanted to point out, because apparently it is not clear, even to people who have been in Pacifica for 18 years, that our bylaws currently provide several ways to amend the bylaws. In addition to having as a standing committee the governance committee, which is tasked with reviewing our bylaws and how well the boards are functioning. I remember at one point I had proposed that boards evaluate themselves for compliance with the bylaws, the way they're always tackling others to do. That was not well received. But, you know, in addition to the governance committee, you have bylaws that can be presented by, what is it, 3 of 5, I think it is, of the LSCs, the majority of 3 of 5, or by 6 directors.
Two.
So anyone who has a longing to, thank you. So anyone who has a longing for a bylaw change, you know, you've got ways to try to get it done without sending out, and I'm sure, you know, everyone has a right to their opinion, but I think truth is a nice thing. So without blasting everyone with emails, you know, the sky's falling. You can make change collaboratively with other people, even if you're not a member of the governance committee. You're a member of your LSB. You can raise it. There has been opportunity many times to do such work. And the people in and out of governance, you know, who are pushing now as though if we don't give them, you know, in one case, a 3-year extension because they're term limited, or, you know, spend however much money on a referendum, although we have a regular election scheduled for next year, they know this. They were there, some of them, when the bylaws were being hammered out and we were going from city to city.
It's being pointed out to me that we're out of time.
Well, I think Harvey used up some listener comment time. I think I should be allowed to finish, but I'll come by.
Of the corner to finish our comment, please, and I have a point of
I thank you very much for your comment. As someone who sits on the PNB Governance Committee Bylaws Revision Subcommittee, I'm grateful for your input. Lawrence, did I hear you?
I just want to really discourage board members from playing these cat and mouse games, no pun intended. You always have somebody that pipes up at the end of the meeting when they're about to leave and make these outrageous statements. And this is one of the same members that's platform was to sell the KPFK property in order to, you know, sustain ourselves. And this is the same person that's advocating for lack of a better word, the new bylaws revision, and which we already defeated one, and now we're going to have to probably engage this one. So please stop playing these cat and mouse games, Mr. Wasserman. I mean, you should be grown enough to, you know, to stick in the meeting and participate instead of, you know, if things don't go your way, you're going to criticize. I just disdain that. Thank you, Chair. He got away with it last month as well, so I appreciate
Thank you. Thank you for the observation and the comment, Lawrence. And this is just the second meeting, LSB meeting I've chaired. I'm still growing into the position. I deferred because I've heard it done before, but I think you're correct, and I will refrain from allowing it in the future. Just for future reference, everybody, we don't do that anymore.
Bella, to the stack.
Bella?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I fully concur with Lawrence and with the public speaker and with Kim Kaufman, and I feel that this should not be allowed, and I appreciate what you just said, Madam Chair, because this is just another way to push for the new so-called New Day Pacifica campaign. So this has got to stop.
Both and, the orders of the day.
Thank you.
Madam, so much recognized.
Back
Madam Chair?
Back. Hello? Yes?
Yes. Chair, and this is Chris, may I be recognized?
And this is Avelia being asked to be on the stack, please.
This is
Chris. So there's a dilemma here. We don't actually have a discussion item scheduled at this point, and we've had a call for orders of the day.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized? This is Grace Aaron.
Briefly.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
And if I listened, you were going to have to listen to Avelia, too. So just so you know, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Yep.
I second, and that takes precedence, Chair.
And motion to adjourn is not debatable, and it takes precedence over everything else.
A point of order, is that adjourning to the executive session?
Well, isn't the executive session a separate meeting?
In my previous experience with other boards, it has always been included in one agenda, but I was directed that that's not the standing, that's not the precedent at in these meetings. And so I think we have a separate agenda for that meeting. That's the way it's been set up today. So adjourning this meeting doesn't preempt us from continuing at that meeting. Seriously want to discuss this habit at a governance committee upcoming, because the tail end of every meeting we have almost gets whacked off.
Yeah.
And I find that disturbing. So it doesn't sound like there's anything I can do about it at this point, but I would like to put it on the agenda for the next governance committee meeting. So we've had
point
a motion
of order,
and a
point of order. A motion to adjourn is not debatable and takes precedence over anything anybody else wants to do.
Wow.
So we have to act on the motion to adjourn. That's
so we vote?
Order.
Well, that's what I was about to do until I was interrupted. I was saying, we've had a motion, we've had a second, let's put it to a vote. Janine?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Michael Adler?
Yes.
Michael Atkins?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
We're really happy that you...
I don't think he's able to answer. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
She's muted.
Come back to her.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Eric C. Jacobson?
Yes.
Avelia Jones?
No.
Ali Lexa is not with us. I don't think he has been. Barbara Marbach?
No.
Michael Novick?
No.
James Osborne?
No.
Lydia Ponce?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Paul Roberson?
No.
Mansoor Sabah? I don't think he's still on the call. Oscar Yoa?
No.
Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Harvey Wasserman is not on. Kiana Williams is not on with us today. I just want to double check, Sandy Childs, you were a yes?
Sorry, I was muted and charging my phone. It's almost dead. I don't even know what we were voting on, but I voted yes. Sorry.
Well, Bella DeSoto? Okay. Jen Goodman, were you a yes? I wasn't, it got screwed up. Jen Goodman?
Janine, did you get my no vote, Bella?
Now I do.
Jen, I was the first no.
You are not.
Jen, can you please give us your vote again? Okay, I'll try to text her. And Beth Van Guten.
No.
All right.
This is Ruth Strauss. I'm sorry. I did hear Jan Goodman say yes. I'm just letting you know.
I just texted her to see if she'll respond again.
Chair, may I ask an inquiry real quick? I think Sandy Childs may have not known what we were voting on. We're voting on to adjourn, Sandy.
Or not.
Yeah, I voted yes to adjourn. Is that what you were voting on? Sandy.
Okay, yeah. So Jen just responded that she's a yes to adjourn.
Okay.
It is important that we hear from Alan Beek because we have 9 yeses and 10 noes. So I can call him if you want. I think.
Is he still on the line?
He's on the line, but he's muted. I don't think he has figured out.
Point of order, Madam Chair. This is Grace Aaron. If it's a tie vote, the motion fails anyway. So it would be if there are 10 no's and 9 yeses, even if there are 10 yeses and 10 no's, the motion to adjourn would still fail.
So can we go back to the former stack? I think, or wherever we were.
Back to the agenda?
Yeah.
Back to the agenda? So the next item was new business. Are there others to announce? I have an item. I'll hold it until if anybody else has new business. This would be the moment to announce it. Hearing none, I'll simply announce that we now have, there was a small ad hoc meeting to organize the resurrection of the Community Advisory Board, and we now have an initial community advisory board scheduled for November 9 at 7 p.m. Via teleconference. And we will, until the new tab decides otherwise, we will continue to meet. Well, somebody needs to mute. I can't talk over all of that. Thank you. Hello?
James somebody Osborne. It's James Osborne.
So the new community advisory board is on the calendar to meet on.
Lydia Ponce has been trying to raise her hand, and we have. One moment.
I just want to get this out and onto the record, and then I'll be done and we can go on. We have a new community advisory board scheduled to meet on the second Monday of every month at 7 p.m. by phone until they make a decision otherwise. So that's now up and running again. I will engage in every form of outreach I can think of.
I have an announcement.
We're not there yet, Bella.
Isn't this announcement?
closing business? I guess, okay.
You had Avelia and Lydia Ponce have both been trying to speak for quite a long time and haven't spoken.
Okay, that's very true. Okay, Avelia?
Yes.
Go ahead.
As quickly as I can make it, I just tried to squeeze in before the adjournment motion because I was reacting to, finally, Harvey Wasserman's comments, and what I was unhappy to hear. Whatever the reaction is or the feelings are about what someone said long ago, I wasn't far away from him when that happened, and my comment is this. He isn't here to defend what he said and why he said it unless you know something in his deepest thoughts, people, that is a rare privilege. Now, I think his reaction that day was in the motion of free speech. He was thinking, and he's a great thinker, about what could we do? What could KPFK do in order to save money and move forward and do all these things? And to say that he had an agenda behind that, I was very sad to hear that, and I wanted to go on record in his defense since he had to go. As we all know, he's a big mover in that voter registration program. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Just for future reference, this is the kind of unagendized comment that I just promised everybody I wasn't going to allow.
I'm sorry. I just thought he wasn't there. I'm sorry, Beth. I'm sorry, everybody. But
He waited until he was ready to leave before he spoke.
And then you're speaking for him, Avelia.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I was close to him.
It doesn't make any sense. It's inconsistent.
Wait. But you all do that all the time. In terms of what somebody said.
This is we're already pressed for time.
Okay,
this is
I'm
not
sorry.
On the
I'm
agenda.
Out. I'm out. Forgive me.
Thank you. And
so Lydia Ponce has been trying to get the floor for a long time.
She's on my list now. I hope it's something pertinent to the agenda. Thank you.
It doesn't matter.
It was pertinent about 12 minutes ago when I raised my hand. I'm going to suggest to agendize the idea of people raising their hands and one person watching who raised their hands and take down the order and just repeat them. This constant interruption of stack, I want to speak to this is so disruptive, and it takes away the flow of someone's thoughts that is speaking. I'm going to ask that you agendize it. If I have to write a letter, I will. I'll write an email. But I raised my hand to prove the point that it's a function of this Zoom call. And if you don't have that function, then someone can text star, asterisk, just a little star, to denote that they want to speak. There's an easier way to do this, and I want to thank you for doing for basically facilitating. You're doing a great job under the circumstances. And any excuse for anyone not muted on these calls really after 3 hours is really grueling, very grueling, and unnecessary. Everyone should be muted if they're not speaking, period. Thank you.
And apropos to that, I would like to ask Janine, please, to mute whoever's line that is that's squawking in the background. Thank you. And please consider this a standing request at any point that any one line is producing interference. I'm still getting it. We're down to announcements.
Bella's on the stack.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So as we are coming to an end, I acknowledge what Lydia Ponce said. Many times I have pressed *9, which is how you raise your hand in Zoom, and no one is acknowledging except one. Paul Roberson said that, noticed that, but that was early at the meeting. So we need
Bella,
that a priority.
Bella, do you have an announcement of an upcoming event?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I want you, and I want, and I ask that you stop interrupting me, Beth. I notice
you're
becoming very
frequent. I'm going to keep you on track. If you don't address the agenda item, I'm going to interrupt every time. And if you talk over other people, as you did to me just now, I will mute you too. So we're doing announcements. If you want to address protocol for meetings, we can do that. You're part of the governance committee. We can do that there. This is not a committee. This is time for announcements. Do you have an announcement?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Beth.
Well, then, please proceed.
You are interrupting me, Beth.
You're keeping everyone waiting, Bella. You're
Thank you.
You're running out of time.
So the announcement is that we need to vote socialist, and you can register still. There is time at peaceandfreedom.org so that you can vote for Gloria LaRiva and her candidate for vice president, a socialist ticket, peaceandfreedom.org. And she's now in nearly 49 states. So this is very impressive for a socialist candidate to get this far. And you should give a look at her, read her platform and the platform of the Peace and Freedom Party as a socialist platform, register in California since 1968. Thank you very much.
Thank
Michael,
you.
Michael,
go ahead.
There are various efforts underway to counter a coup. One of them that I'm aware of is People Strike, peoplestrike.org. You can go there and see a pledge of resistance. They're calling for national actions on November 4th and demonstrations in state capitals on November 7th. Again, it's People's Strike. So the two S's in a row there, .org. Thank you.
Paulina, to the stack.
Thank you, Michael. Go ahead, Paulina.
Thank you. I also, in line with what Michael just announced, this week's COVID Race and Democracy will actually focus on the people's responses to a possible coup or stealing of the election. We'll be having content from across the network, including many interviews never previously aired, specifically for this show. You can find it at covidtaskforce.pacifica.org. It will be available as of 10 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow morning. And it's also in our KPFK archives, which is my favorite way to listen because it also lets our management know that the show has listenership. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paulina. any other announcements? Hearing none. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Sasha? Yeah.
Okay, this is, I'm really sorry, this isn't the time for public announcements, but if you want to email it to all of us, we already have people champing at the bit to adjourn. We already did public announcement or public comments. But thank you, I very much appreciate your interest. Thank you, and feel free to email us all. So we're up to adjournment. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So
no
moved.
One wants to adjourn?
So moved. I will say that we should note that lsb at kpfk.org is now available for people to email us directly. There's apparently a change
Thank
in
you.
Information
I
management.
Chair, I have a request for information. Are we adjourning to a closed session?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Do we want a five-minute recess in between or to go directly to? It's